When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Herbert, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh
Widdicombe. Very good.
There we go.
Was that a Herbert?
It is. What a fucking brilliant name. Herbert.
Fucking Herbert. I didn't know you was allowed to call your kid Herbert anymore. Is that allowed? Brilliant.
That is superb. I wish I'd known that a year ago when I was having a kid.
Herbert Beckett. Bertie Beckett. Herbert.
Herb.
Herb. Herb's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
An American lawyer in the deep south.
Oh, mate. You're gonna love the little sister's name as well.
What is it?
Oh, do you want to guess where they're from, or do you want the info first?
Is this rubbish, this part of the show?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do we know where they're from?
Yeah. I'll read you the email, because you'll get a second name as well.
Okay.
Here's Herbert's. He's 2 years, 11 months. Submission for your... just call it three. Submission for your intro.
Round it up. That implies he's probably not as forward as they want him to be.
He was confident about Rob. Bit more subdued by the challenge of Mr. Widdicombe. Listening to your podcast with one ear in while waiting to see if Herb's little sister, Huxley, has the ability to self-settle is one of my favourite... Huxley.
And Huxley. I thought Huxley was a boy's name.
All I remember is Huxley Pig. Do you remember Huxley Pig?
I don't remember. Is a Herbert a car?
Herbie.
Herbie.
Herbie's a car, yeah.
Herbie the car. No, Huxley. Oh, Huxley and Herbie.
That is Hannah.
Huxley and Herbie sound like a little delicatessen near you. Huxley and Herbie does like coriander for like £4 a bunch.
Well, area of London she lives in, it's pretty swish.
Oh, it's got to be West London. You can't unleash a Herbert and Huxley on a comprehensive school in South East London.
It's Wandsworth, which is very nice.
Oh, Wandy. Bit of Wando. Wandy. Southwest. The thinking man's Clapham.
And that is Hannah, who's solo mum to Herb and Huxley in Wandsworth.
Hannah, Herb and Hux, the Triple H. Thank God they didn't start with K.
How are you, Rob?
I'm all good, actually. I'm all right. Yeah, not too bad. We did the live show last night, didn't we? One of the live shows. And I had a very depressing journey home. I don't know if you want to hear about this.
Yeah, of course I do.
I don't know. We'll find out what you've been up to, unless you want to go first.
No,
it's up to
go
you.
For it. I can't sit here waiting for the news of a depressing journey home.
Well, it was quite a difficult evening in total. So basically, on the journey home, I was hungry, so I pulled over in Camberwell and ate a KFC on my own in a car.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a step up from a bin.
Yes. Yes, it is. Actually, things are looking pretty good.
You'll be at a table one day.
And I ate it really fast because sometimes when I eat bad food, I eat really fast, so then it's over. Which I think there's some sort of deep psychological problem there. I don't know about you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good, is it?
No. I've got a friend, and when he has a takeaway, the instant he finishes, even if he's got food left, He just takes all of the stuff and just puts it in the bin.
Yeah, I'm a bit like, I'm one of those guys, right? Yeah.
I've got to remember, I can't have it in front of me, I can't remember I did it.
So, yeah, exactly. So I did that and it was quite bleak and I did that, it wasn't even very nice and I just wolfed it down. And then I got home and then I've got this bit of a chesty cough.
Can I just ask, I'm just trying to picture this, you're just sat in a car on the street or...
In the street.
Have you got the radio on or music or are you just sitting silently?
Just silence, because all the podcasts are like, I'd listen to just silence. And it was quite a scary road, actually, Camberwell Road. It's quite a scary area of London. So I just had my, like, I just kept on checking the doors, locked loads.
Yeah.
You know, I've pressed lock, but just in case it's changed, lock that. So I was eating that and I was sort of rushing it down. It wasn't very nice, but I was starving because I'd been busy to get to the live show. And then, so I had that, I wolfed that down. Then I've had this bit of a chesty cough, Josh.
Yeah.
And like, it's not COVID, I've had loads of tests, like chesty cough. And I can't get, it's always like coughing like a little bit. And it's a bit, not to get disgusting, but a bit of a chesty cough, a bit phlegmy and stuff. And then I've been coughing at night because I've been laying on my back and it all settles in your chest. I've been coughing. And then, because I ate the food really quickly and went straight to bed, I had like indigestion and the chesty cough and all that. And I was like, and it was like, I couldn't get anything down. It was all, I needed a Rennie, but I didn't want to go downstairs to wait the dog. And then I woke up and I thought it was the morning and it was only like 1 a.m. and I was like, fuck,
wake the dog, what a life it's come to that you can't even go downstairs.
I don't want to wake the dog, I just don't want to deal with the dog. The dog will think it's morning and then he'll start crying because he thinks, why are we not getting up? So I'm laying in there and I need a Rennie, can't bother to get one. I need Gaviscon as well. I probably need a GP's appointment as well. I probably need some antibiotics. Anyway, let's not get bogged down by that. And as I'm doing that and I'm laying there, and then my daughter keeps coming in crying, saying she's scared. So Lou puts the Frozen soundtrack on and then she keeps coming in, I'm scared. So I went, I'll just lay over for a bit because it ain't working well for me, this coffee. I lay next to her in the bed and I'm laying there and I'm laying on my...
What time are we looking at this point?
We're looking at about 1:30, 2 a.m, right? Yeah. And I'm laying there. She's sometimes Lou or me play the Mamma Mia soundtrack or the Frozen soundtrack. Anyway, so we've got it on and I'm laying there and it's just like really... I'm scared. As well, you know, like my daughter kept going, I'm scared. And I was like, what are you scared for? And I'm like, I'm scared now. And then I was like, I felt all weird. And then she looked at me and went, are you scared too? Because she could see I was a bit like, what am I scared?
Were you scared of anything specifically?
No, I can tell you exactly what it was. It was the music. That basically, if you pick the wrong Frozen soundtrack, you don't get Let It Go and all the songs. You get the orchestra doing the scary chase scenes, you know, not just all like mad percussion music for like to up the tension in a film. So I'm lying there, I can feel my heart going. So I turned it off, and then we had a lovely sleep till 4 a.m. And then I got up and went in my bed. And then about an hour and a half later, she came back in, not scared but awake. And then now it is today.
Oh my god! Oh mate.
So that was a very depressing and...
That's a tough old night.
Yeah, it wasn't great. And she's a four-year-old, so it's not like... Oh. It's not what you want, really, from a four-year-old, but we scared her with the music.
Yeah, did you not consider changing the music?
Yeah, obviously I stopped the music when I realised what it was, Josh. I didn't let us batter through 90 minutes of it, panic. Now you've got to learn to feel uncomfortable. Success comes from being comfortable when you're uncomfortable. but that was not a nice evening, basically. So I'm a bit tired today.
Oh, God.
How about you? I mean, your day must have been better. Your night must have been better than that.
Top three terrible days since we started the podcast.
One of the top three worst days since we've started. No way.
Yeah.
You can't. Why did you make me do my KFC story when you had in your back pocket? Nothing can follow it.
Well, no. So Rose has got COVID, Rob.
I thought she's already had it.
No, she was the only one that didn't get it. At my super spreader event just before Christmas that I attended.
Yeah, so you got it and you gave it to your daughter.
Every other adult got it. Every adult except Rose.
Did Rose go to the event?
Yep. Seven adults.
Yeah.
Six of which got COVID. Rose didn't get COVID.
Right. And then she didn't get it off you in the house.
So you think, oh, she's had it, she's fine. Didn't get it off me and my daughter in the house.
No.
You think she's immune.
Yeah. Has she had a booster? She boosted up or she ain't still
boosted
antivax?
Up.
I'm joking. Boosted. She was sharing those articles about the New Zealand Prime Minister. So where did she get it?
Well, I don't know. But she's been ill for the last 2 days.
Oh, no.
She took a lateral flow this morning. And she's got COVID.
Oh, no. And is she ill as well? Like, not just like properly unwell?
Yeah, she's under the weather.
Not too bad, just under the weather.
No, but also, this was my first day back, day of recording. First day back working on Last Leg. So, found that out. Remember, last day after the last series of Last Leg, the day after the last series of Last Leg was the day I tested positive for COVID.
Now you're back again. It's quite poetic.
Yeah, it's really, really neat. That's what I like about it. So obviously I'm having to do Zoom calls. Then we think we should test my son.
How old's your son?
What is he now? May. So 9 months, something like that.
Oh.
8 months. And so we test him at 5 to 10, meetings at 10. Then I get a text in the meeting from Rose saying that he's got COVID as well.
Oh, my God. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He's been a bit ill. He's been a bit sniffly. But when isn't a baby sniffly? Do you know what I mean?
It's actually more likely they're unwell when they're not sniffly.
Exactly.
This kid's too dry. This kid's nose is too dry.
So my daughter's not allowed to go to nursery because you can't go if you've got someone in your house with COVID. Understandably.
Well, is that a nursery rule? Not a
nursery rule.
Okay, that's not the rule, is it?
No, but it's like, fair enough. You don't want people coming in who are living in a house with COVID. So she's at home for the rest of the week.
Oh, that's good. That's handy for you too, isn't it?
Oh, my God, mate.
That's the worst thing about COVID, is that when you do feel rough, you all of a sudden have to look after your kids all day and they're not allowed to go to school. And no one's allowed around your house to have them and look after them and help.
I know, exactly. So we can't get any help because Rose's mum was meant to... Because obviously on Friday is last leg. So it's quite a difficult one for Rose because, like, I'm not here all day and evening. So her mum was coming, but she can't come anymore. So suddenly Friday is like... absolute shocker for Rose. Stuck home with two kids and with COVID.
Sorry. I don't know.
No, it's understandable. It's just... you just can't quite believe it, Rob.
I mean, I feel like you've had COVID about six times and I think you've had lots of COVID scares.
Well, like, yeah. Do you know what the weird thing is?
Have you tested yourself?
Yeah, I'm clear.
Yeah.
As of today. Still might get out the last leg. You never know. I've got two more tests before the last leg. And
if Josh isn't on the first episode of The Last Leg Back, you know why.
You know why. You know why. And
the paedophile allegations have come through from Graham Norton's lawyers. He's gone down.
So that's my bloody day. What an absolute shocker, mate. I thought we were out the woods with COVID. Do you know what I mean? I think...
Yeah.
You just thought, wow, Christmas was the time everyone was getting COVID.
Can you have it three times? Well, this is, you've only had it. You guys have only had it once.
I've had it twice. Rose has never had it before.
Oh, you've had it twice. Rose has never had it before. We just thought she was just... Yeah, so she's lived in a house with you twice. How far away from each other are you two?
Yeah, our relationship's not as intimate as it once was.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
So she can't leave the house. When's she allowed out?
Well, day five would be Saturday.
Saturday. If she gets a negative on Saturday, she's allowed out.
Yeah.
Okay, so better than it was when it was 10 days. Fucking Nora. And you wouldn't have been able to go to work.
You're not going to believe this, Rob.
Okay, go on.
Do you know what it is do you know what it is in New Zealand?
What?
24 days.
You're winding me up.
I'm not. Someone told me that today.
If you get COVID, no wonder they're trying to run off the road. So if you get COVID, you've got to stay in your house for 24 days.
Yeah. Jesus fucking wept.
That's inhumane.
3.5 weeks. That is longer than like Christmas holidays.
That is in 20. Imagine if you got also.
That's longer than the Olympics.
Yeah, but imagine if you're in a house, right? And you know, like some people got it. It's happened to my brother where his kid got it and then he got it like after a week. So imagine getting it on the 24th day.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
75 days in Quarrow.
Fucking hell. It's insane.
They're going for zero COVID, though, aren't they? That's why.
Yeah. My house isn't. I'll tell you that for free. We've got more than the whole fucking New Zealand.
Oh, my God. At least she's not too unwell.
Yeah.
And she's allowed out on Saturday.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ. Carnage, isn't it? And so what are you doing with the... So your daughter normally in school every day? Because we're recording this...
In nursery. She wouldn't have been in on Thursday.
Oh, God.
But she would have been in on Wednesday and Friday. Yeah, so now everything that I'm doing, like going upstairs, I feel a deep, like... You're like... You know, suddenly, it's childcare central here. Do you know what
yes.
I mean?
Like, yeah, there's kids everywhere. And also the main caregiver, Rose, when you're working, is not well.
So, yeah, so I had two last leg meetings. And on the lunch break, I just go downstairs so Rose can go to bed for an hour. And then it's like, oh, you've got to get up because I've got to go and do another meeting.
Poor Rose. Imagine yeah. sat there thinking, fingers crossed, Alex or Adam haven't got a new bright idea at the end of this Zoom call. Oh, and another thing. How about not Adam? How about not Alex? How about I get laid down? Surely you can just tap out of a couple of meetings, can't you?
Well, they were very quick today because obviously there's a lot to talk about in the news, Rob. Boris Johnson, Adam Hills has got an MBE. It's a big week.
Ah, it's a big week, isn't it? You've got loads of
stuff. It's fine.
Yeah, fair enough. You'll be all right.
Yeah. But fucking hell, what a start to the year. Oh, and I cancelled a restaurant reservation. They charged me £40.
What bastards? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, but that's. I think that's really unfair because you're not cancelling because you're being horrible. It's just unfortunate for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Name and shame? No, we can't, can
we? No, I can't. I don't want people to know quite how high-end my restaurant bookings are.
Do you know what, Josh? You could, though.
I could, yeah. Okay.
But you're not going to.
It's KFC.
They've got... Fuck them guys. They've got enough fucking advertising out of me.
Exactly. I cancelled 4 seats in a car in the street.
KFC, if you're listed, if you eat KFC, you feel sad and alone. How's that for your new slogan? Stick that up your fucking advertising pipe. Watch that be whipped out when I end up doing a fucking KFC advert in about 3 years' time.
Could you go back to that episode? I can't remember which one it was, so you're going to have to check all of them from 2022.
I'll ring Michael, go, Michael, please delete that. Just delete it. Take the episode down, please. The Colonel's called.
Oh, my... I just can't believe the days I've got. Oh. You know when you just... The thing about a COVID positive test...
Yeah.
...is... The whole perception of what your life is for the next week suddenly changes at a moment. Do you know what I mean?
You basically any time for yourself has immediately evaporated.
Yeah, you're like...
We had to delay this because you had to go nip to the shops to get essentials because like, you can't even just pop out for...
We didn't have butter, so Rose can't, you know, have butter or milk.
She can't have a normal spoonful of butter at lunchtime.
She can't have a normal spoonful of butter.
Spoons in the butter refreshes anti-vax theories and has a lie down. Because Josh has finished his call about Adam Hills' MBE.
Yeah. So it was just like, come on.
Just butter, anything else?
No, I bought some other stuff also on the way. Because I was out, I was like, I'm going to buy some stuff. But bloody hell, it's just admin. I tell you what, though, I'll be honest with you, Rob.
Go on. You've been really honest today.
It would be much better to, it's much better to be the one who's allowed out. That week when I wasn't allowed out and Rose could go for a walk. You are so jealous of the person when they do the essential shop.
Yeah.
The essential shop is such a fucking win.
What are you doing to childcare? Rose is just going to have them while you're working.
Well, tomorrow I'm at home.
Okay.
So basically, you're either working or...
Baby.
You're... Yeah. So you're in the position where I've learned a lesson after the first last leg meeting.
Okay.
Because I did the last leg
you
meeting.
You have so many meetings. It's like the fucking cabinet office, you guys. It's a fucking joke. That's Sue. I don't want to start a Sue Gray inquiry about your fucking meetings. What goes on in there?
You should see Alex brings a suitcase of wine to each meeting as well. It's unbelievable.
another work event on Zoom. Party out on quick quiz.
After the first one, I needed the toilet, but I thought, I'll go downstairs. And then by the time you're downstairs, that's it. You're not going to the toilet. You're on duty. So basically, when I finish this, I need to check, have I done all the emails I need to do today? Have I done all the toilet I need to do for the next 2 hours?
Yes, you can't leave the room.
I need to get everything done before I go downstairs.
So what's on your list? Emails, a shit. Anything else?
Yeah, like just answer a couple of WhatsApps, that kind of... Cancel that meeting. Really sit and feel annoyed about the restaurant.
You sound like Alan Partridge giving Lynn instructions. Cancel that meeting. WhatsApp group. Piss, shit, let's go, Lynn. Josh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And you got to be honest.
Yeah.
Have you just sort of sat there and like read the internet for a bit and not gone down, or are you doing all legitimate work?
Well, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
You've
been so honest, Josh. You couldn't have been more honest today.
Yes, all right. I've more or less finished... the internet reading during the last leg meeting because I'm paying so little attention.
Okay, I think that's okay. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You're allowed to sort of do a little bit of slight admin when there's someone talking about something that doesn't directly involve
you.
That's what Zoom meetings are for, isn't it?
You've got to be across the news. So I've got to read all I can during that last leg
meeting. You've got to read all you can.
Yeah.
That's your moment.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I had everything else okay, apart from the fact
went to the football on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, how was that? I forgot to ask about that.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't describe it as top-level facilities.
They won 6-0, didn't they?
They did win 6-0, yeah.
But he's a bit rough and ready.
Yeah. I mean, it was quite fun, though. So, like, the players, at the end of the game, the players go past you and they high-fived. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'll send you a little photo.
Did the kids like it? Did they play?
I mean, I would say they were basically just in a field. That was the thing.
So is it no stands or anything like that? It's like Sunday league.
There's one stand. Here's your picture.
Oh, that's nice. So they walk round and then they high-five the kids and stuff.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Oh, that's quite good fun. It's sort of like taking them to the park, but there's something
like
for the adults
to do. Park football,
and you can have
really.
A beer.
You can have a beer, yeah.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it? And is it walking distance from your house?
No, it's not walking. They're currently based in Walthamstow because they're moving grounds. But it's great. I loved it. I had a really nice time. I bought a shirt, obviously, that my daughter's never going to wear. Yeah, I'd highly recommend it.
Like, the amount of football shirts I bought my daughters will never wear
is just a complete write-off.
I've just given up now. Just buy one for me.
How interesting football are they out of 10?
Do you know what? When I was on holiday, they like kicking a ball and running around the garden and stuff, but not really. When the football's on, they'll say, which one are we? And I'm just like, what kind of question is that?
Yeah.
Which one are we?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, whoever's winning.
Yeah.
And then because then they get the ump if the other one starts scoring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you
just
say, you don't care. Why are you pretending to care? my eldest started taekwondo though at school, which is quite funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's quite good. She's got a little uniform, it's hilarious. It's so funny. She's got a massive, like, big white dressing gown and it's too stiff and she don't like the belt, it's too hard. And she keeps making me try and punch her so she can deflect it. Which is quite good. My youngest though just keeps punching me in the nuts, full pelt and laughing and running away, which isn't acceptable.
Yeah, that's not taekwondo, is it?
That's not taekwondo. That's a bit like, that's not cricket, is it? That's not taekwondo, that's is it? Someone robs your house. That's not taekwondo, is it? Give me a chance here. There's a bit of a drama though at the school. Do you want to hear the school drama? Some of the kids have been taken. There's a new caterer at the school, and they're doing really nice menus, but they're a little bit like fancy. So it's like rather than fish and chips, it's sort of fish cake with dill mayonnaise.
Yeah, yeah.
And your kids don't want dill mayonnaise.
No, grown-ups don't want dill.
No. So basically, I think some of the older kids have been like telling their parents and taking photos of some of the food, like very, you know, a bit harsh photos, and then putting them online.
Sending them to Sue Gray.
Yeah, doing it quite, but posting them on the internet, like, look at my lunch, and all kind of thing. And it's all just kicked off, and there's those emails going back and forth, and it's great. They're going, we offer this kind of thing, but I'm sort of reading all the emails. It's quite exciting. Oh. But I do feel it's a bit harsh, though, because if you don't like the food, there is like a committee. That's your school lunch committee. The way, if anyone's got any issues with the school lunch, you basically go to the committee or email the committee, and they've basically gone straight online. It's fucking like Dominic Cummings is like in charge of the canteen. So I do think you should go to the school first. But yeah, the food's a bit fancy. So I started asking my daughter what she's been eating. And I've worked out she's had a jack of potato and beans every day for about 2 months. Because it's like really fancy food or jack of potato and beans. And I was like, what did you have? She goes, jack of potato and beans. I'm like, right, fair enough. So I think the food's decent, but I think it might be a bit fancy. But yeah, it's a bit of drama. And stuff and all that. So that's been quite exciting.
Yeah.
Bit of chat about that on the dads' WhatsApp groups.
What are the dads' WhatsApp groups like?
Not bad actually. The banter's pretty strong. I play five-a-side football with them on a Sunday. Have I told you about this?
No.
So I've been playing that, and which has been fun. But then I tried to play again on the Tuesday, and
with them again.
No, with the comedians. I play comedians Tuesday, school dads Sunday. Ellis James has been playing with the school dads as well.
Yeah, just what. As a ringer?
Yeah, as a ringer, we had it was a player down. And I tried to play twice in a week, and my body cannot play twice in a week.
Oh, no, mate.
It literally shut down as I was playing the second game on the Tuesday, and it was embarrassing. God.
They've got to do squad rotation with Rob Beckett.
I'm like Ledley King. I've got the skills, but my knees just keep letting me down. Ledley King's such a niche reference in it.
I liked it. I was looking in my head for the right reference. I couldn't think of someone that...
Well, that was a great reference, yeah. But the problem is he's not well known enough.
No, I wouldn't do it at our live show.
Your 90s football one, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
That would have just blown the roof off.
Yeah, they'd have absolutely loved it. They might have considered the reference a bit mainstream.
Fair enough, I'll take that. What, they preferred like an Abu Dhabi at Arsenal or something like that? Okay.
He played too many games for England, they're not interested. They want squad players from Coventry in the 90s.
Fair enough, okay, that's what they're into. Oh, Alok, we should say thank you for people coming to the live show as well.
Yes, thank you.
I think the slight tweaking we're going to do going forward, Josh, is ask for questions directly off Twitter rather than people putting their hand up in the room.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's all right in the room, but sometimes as the evening goes on, and I think we've got a very loyal fan base, and I'd say slightly intense when it comes to drinking. It's quite a strong Hindu vibe.
Yes. What did you think? Quite an interesting turn of events that someone was there, and their 2-month-old was being looked after in Pizza Express around the corner. That was an astonishing decision.
Yeah, it was. Where the audience member, a 2-month-old baby. We found out who had the youngest child, so we could praise or judge them. And they had a two-month-old round the corner in Pizza Express with the brother, not of the baby,
not
the 2-year-old.
Yeah.
No, the brother of the mother. And he was looking after it while it was asleep. And then they had to leave at half-time because the baby woke up.
I mean, that's a gamble, isn't it? You think the baby's going to sleep for a whole show. Not a fucking chance,
no,
surely.
No way. But they went, but some of the questions towards the end, I wouldn't say it was a sort of civilised Q&A, whereas...
We lost control,
where at one point, a woman finished her glass of Prosecco and shouted, "As your dog!" which is, you know, as Q&As go, that's, well, you know, it's quite a dead-end question there.
Yeah.
You know, because my experiences with dogs, either there's no news... or there's the worst news. How's your dog? There's nothing to report, or they're ill. It's basically. It's not like, oh, just gone to uni. There's no away travelling. There's no other news after my dog's existing.
Yeah.
And then if I have got news, it's probably going to be quite morbid. So I'd say that is never a good question.
No.
How's your dog for anyone, ever?
But the good news is she was so hammered she won't remember asking it.
Oh, no, she won't. But she will have the horrendous... You know, the sort of all morning after drinking anxiety. Oh, I wonder if I said that. Oh, yeah, I did. And they mentioned it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, though. It's been good fun, that.
It's been really,
really
fun.
Enjoying
we're
it.
Doing a... Oh, we'll have done, by the time this is out, we'll have done Hackney Empire.
Yes. And, if you sign up to the mailing list, I'm sure we'll do some more.
Yeah.
We'll see how Hackney goes first, though, Josh. Eh?
How do you sign up to the mailing list?
Go. I just type in themailinglist.com or something. If you want it enough, you'll find it.
It's in our Instagram bio, maybe. Should I say that?
Yeah, but I'm sure if you want it enough, you'll find it. That's what I always say.
Yeah, all right. Field of Dreams, calm down.
Hang on. This is exciting, Josh.
Yeah.
Keep this anonymous. I was doing some Instagram messages. Unless you've got anything else to report.
No, I thought you were going to have breaking news then.
Well, no, but this is exciting, this. This one is crazy, right? Me and Josh, this is fucking...
Have we heard anything from... Can I just say?
Yeah.
The Jamaica story...
Yeah.
From the last podcast, I've had a lot of reaction to that.
Yep.
Lots of people are very excited about this Jamaica story. Have we heard... We haven't heard from the people mentioned in it yet, have we, Michael? Oh.
Are you suggesting your friend that left his dog at your house has made this up?
No, I'm not. I'm suggesting these people get in touch because I know they've got an Airbnb in Jamaica.
Yeah, but... okay. So they've got an Airbnb in Jamaica. They live in Canada, right?
America, yeah.
America, same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Watch that, guys. North America, I'm coming for you. Will they get the hump with that? They won't, will they?
No.
Well, no, that only came out... What is it, Wednesday? That only came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So, time difference.
Yeah.
They might have not listened to it yet, Josh. So, hold your horses. We're doing this in advance because we've got tour shows. This one's crazy, Josh. This is madness.
You've got tour shows. I'm locked in a fucking house. I could have done with doing this.
This is mad, Josh, okay? Hold on to your plonker, okay?
Okay.
We were mentioned in Parliament.
What?
On Tuesday.
Fuck off.
On my life.
God. Who mentioned us?
This keep anonymous, okay? I don't know why. Hi, I just wanted to make you both aware...
Surely it's public record, right?
I don't know. It might pop up and see what gets redacted in the Sue Gray inquiry.
Yeah.
Keep me anonymous. I was at a party at Downing Street and I... No, this is what they said. Hello, I just want to make you both aware that you were mentioned in Parliament today in a debate about early years services.
What?
The Tory MP who was recommending your podcast mispronounced Josh's name.
Oh, come on. There's a bloody... If you can't get my surname, you're a Tory MP. Widdicombe's a fucking legend of the Tory party, surely.
Legend of the Tory, legend of the dance floor, mate. Anyway, but listen to this, though. So basically, they mispronounced your name.
Tory MP, was it?
You'll now be immortalised in the official report of Parliament.
Hansard. That's what it's called.
Hansard?
They call it Hansard, is where they've got everything that's ever said in Parliament written down.
So what's that? Everything that's ever been mentioned in Parliament goes down into...
All of Parliament's like written down in a thing called Hansard, everything that's ever been
that's
said.
That's a tough gig, isn't it, when they're all shouting at each other?
Oh, God.
Do they have to write... They have to spell the groans.
They have to spell that out.
Oh, so many R's. The R's worn out. Is that why they say the eyes to the left, just because they've run out of the keys of the other letters?
Oh, lovely. Bit of business, Rob. Oh, really good.
So, yeah, Hansard, that's right. So you can actually find it. If you type Widdicombe in Hansard, it is. Early years educators.
And what, it's have a you massive.
Yeah. If anyone has a chance to listen to the podcast Parenting Hell, but this is amazing. This is what she's saying in Parliament. If anyone has a chance, I encourage them to listen to the podcast Parenting Hell by the comedians and dads, Josh Widdicombe. I can't say his name. Get kids to try and say Josh Widdicombe and they say it better than I can. I think she mispronounced it in Parliament, so she got your name wrong, Josh.
The Parenting Hell by the comedians and dads, Josh Widdicombe. I can't say his name.
Yeah.
You get kids to try and say Josh Widdicombe, and they can say it better than I can. And Rob Beckett. Why can't she say my fucking name?
Well, let's not get bogged down by that. She can say mine. That's the key thing. Also, I'm quite annoyed that she said Josh Widdicombe first, if anything.
Yeah, but
she probably was panicked about getting it right, and she practiced it.
It's a brilliant look, an entertaining version of all the chaos that comes from real-life parenting. It's a nice bit of my week to know that I'm part of a big club that is very dysfunctional.
What, she's already in the Conservative Party. Yeah. Oh, fuck!
Great business.
What I love about that most, we both did the same joke, but ruined it by shouting over each other. Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it?
That's good. We know that a transition to parenthood is one of the greatest pressures on a relationship or a marriage. So we have to do better at stopping these sudden shocks and problems. Oh, she's moved on by this point.
Yeah, I don't think she's done a full speech about it. I think she's just suggesting that she's acknowledging...
So who's Siobhan Bailey?
Siobhan, isn't it?
Well, don't know how to pronounce her name, mate.
Oh, you catty bitch.
Yeah, she's the MP for Stroud.
Oh.
Oh. Well, hello, Siobhan. Thank you for listening.
Tory scum. No, she's probably quite nice.
She looks a bit like Sally Phillips.
Well, do you know what? I don't want to get too bogged down in politics here, Josh. Yeah. But my thing is, right, with a democracy, Tories get in, Labour get in or whatever. That's normally how it works, right? And you vote forever, you vote. And then when the other people are in, you sort of just accept that's what everyone voted with. And I just assume that they'll be competent enough to get on with it, whether or not you agree with the policies or not. The problem at the moment is no one's got any faith in them doing it, have they?
No.
That's my problem. Not the Tory. It's the fact that the people doing it are just incompetent.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I think they're absolutely awful at their job and I think they're corrupt. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And look, I disagree with all their policies.
All I'm saying is, I like corporate work and they have a lot of parties. I'm not talking myself out of a gig. this is from the parents of a two-month-old last night. You know, we said that we had a two-month-old.
Yeah.
Amazing night. Thanks so much for our first date night as parents of two from the parents of the two-month-old in Petrie Express. Wish we could have seen the second half, but little one got grumpy. Must have been all the jazz. We suggested they were listening to jazz in the Pizza Express Soho.
It is the Pizza Express jazz bar, isn't it?
It is a jazz bar. It is literally a jazz bar. Okay. Do you want some Instagrams, messages?
Yes, please. On that,
yeah.
Can you confirm... There's been a lot of talk as to whether you are the traffic cone on The Masked Singer, Rob.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. It's a massive wind-up.
Right.
However...
You would say that, wouldn't you?
Well, that is a good argument. But what has happened... you can believe me or not. Basically, I did that. But to be fair, I did it so much, I convinced myself I was traffic cone. And at one point, I had a panic attack that ITV were angry and that I weren't going to get paid, even though I didn't do it and it wasn't me. But I did get a message off the traffic cone telling me to stop doing it because he was getting the ump.
Did you?
Yeah.
So who is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, my God. Why do people think it was you? Is there any evidence? I haven't seen The Masked Singer.
No one has. That's the point.
Is there any evidence that it's you beyond you saying it's you?
No, people said it was me, and then I just jumped on it and then went for it and then did a fake tweet going, oh, once I'm revealed. And then Joel Dommett actually messaged me going like, because he knows who they are.
Does he?
And then he went, did Traffic Cone message you? Because actually that is... quite problematic, I think, for traffic cone.
Yeah,
because she shouldn't be doing that. Or she. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm not traffic cone.
No. Okay, good. Any more Instagrams?
Yes, here we go. Da-da-da-da-da. Here we go. Oh, this bit of advice for you, but I don't know if you need it anymore. This is from Sydney, Australia. My husband and I are both big fans of the podcast and have been listening since day one. In that time, we went through the process of deciding to try for a baby, falling pregnant and having our firstborn, Amy, Joel and Lewis. Now 6 months old, not named after Louis Theroux, but it's our reference point for me when someone can't understand his name, like yes. I did. I got it wrong. Yeah. It's Louis, not Lewis.
Yeah.
Like Josh, our baby would happily sit in his cot for a while in the morning, but would get bored. So I brought a cheap night sky projector that I can control completely through an app, so I don't have to get out of bed. Usually it buys an extra 30 good. Minutes. So once they wake up, stick that on, and they're like, well, hold up, what's going on?
Oh, that is good.
It gets you half an hour.
Night sky projector via app.
Yes.
I'm on it.
This is a good one. Hi, Rob and Josh. Love the podcast. This is from GKB92. Sounds like some sort of far-right group, that. I have a four-year-old and a baby who is 12 weeks. I breastfed, and rather than buying breast pads, I have breast cups that collect any milk that leaks. The other day, I took one out to feed the baby. The cat then jumped up and started to drink from the cup.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Interspecies.
I quickly got him to stop, and since then, the cat has not left my side.
Oh,
probably
my
waiting
word.
For his next opportunity.
Oh, God. Oh, my
oh
word.
My God. That was interesting at the podcast last night. Carl Donnelly's was saying that his wife still breastfeeds and the baby's 19 months. And there was a lady in the audience who said she breastfed till the baby was 2 years old. We'd yeah. love to hear the oldest breastfed kid.
Yes, because I think we're getting to the end of breastfeeding, Rob.
Really? Okay, yeah. What's that, 9 months?
9 months.
It's a good old stint.
We're coming to the end of it.
I think I've got 3.5 minutes off my mum. Busy house. Busy house. Ain't done me no harm. He says, but I've been eating chicken. Right, I've got another one for you. What we got here? Oh, here we go. I just listened to the latest episode where Josh's daughter made friends with a butternut squash and thought I'd send a message about my daughter and her potato friends. This is when you had a butternut squash that rotted and she was using it as a teddy, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From the moment she could walk, around 9 months. 9 months? My kids were 9 months. Is yours any close to walking at nine? 9 months?
No.
That's the earliest they can walk, and it's all awful.
Is it? Yeah, no, he's very close to crawling.
Okay. The moment she could walk from around 9 months, my daughter was obsessed with our veg rack, but specifically the potatoes. She would carry them around and play with them. From this moment, we couldn't get to eat any form of potato. Chips, mash, roasties. She wouldn't eat any of them as if the potatoes had feelings.
Oh, God. And what a vegetable to lose from the rotation.
I know,
do you know
it's
what I mean?
Tough. I mean, it's great if you're trying to shed some weight, but at 9 months, you shouldn't be worrying about that. Basically, I wouldn't eat any of that because the potatoes had feelings. This month, aged 2 and 2 months, she has finally decided that chips are okay.
Oh, that's good.
Because I don't know why she's decided
good.
In her head.
Can I just say, when you said obsessed with our veg rack, it did sound like a euphemism.
Yeah, it sounded like a knob, didn't it? A big fucking turnip cock. Sorry.
Do you know what? When we went for my walk just to get supplies, my daughter saw a turnip for the first time and burst out laughing. She couldn't believe it existed.
What, a turnip?
Yeah, she was like, what's this?
Oh, God, they are mad.
I said, it's a turnip. And she was just... She absolutely pissed herself at the existence of a turnip.
A turnip is like a mad... Isn't a turnip like a mad bastard parsnip?
Yeah, it's crap. It's like purple and white. It's so shit. Okay. I hate... Root vegetables. There you go, I've said it.
Really? Okay,
I like
wow,
potatoes.
Big news.
There's my exception.
That's not a root, though, is it?
Yeah, it's in the ground. But what I'm talking about is your parsnips, your swedes, your turnips.
But with a bit of honey on there, right?
Your cooked carrots. Not for me.
Not for you.
Not okay. for me. Okay. Not for me. Oh, I've got a good thing I don't care about that someone sent me.
Oh, go on.
The thing I don't care about, my friend who's obsessed with things that people don't care about, he sent me a... let me just find it.
Why you find that? Can I tell you about Philadelphia? You know the sports stadiums we spoke about?
Yeah.
Where they had like a big bar in the middle where everyone got pissed, and then they had like basketball, American football, ice hockey all around it. They also had a building, which I couldn't work out what it was, and then someone's emailed in. I can't find the email, but basically it was a courtroom and prison for unruly fans.
No.
So they'd get them, chuck them in there and immediately give them like community service or whatever.
Oh my God. You come home from the match with a prison sentence.
Yeah.
You hadn't even... It's like 6 p.m.
It's just expedited to get it done quick. So basically they just nick them, and while they're there...
Process them.
While the game's on, they just process them.
My friend said, things I don't have an opinion on. He sent me this, Rob. if you have a look at that, it's a screen grab and it says, how's your booking experience? And he's put, things I don't have an opinion on, the online booking experience at the vet.
Oh, yeah. Or when you go through security at the airport, how's your experience? I don't care and I don't want to tell you.
Totally. Or the worst, rate this WhatsApp call. Couldn't give a fuck, mate.
Do you know the thing that annoys me is when your computer or your PlayStation goes, this system was unexpectedly turned off. I was like, no, it weren't. I knew what I was doing. Or do I need to have a fucking briefing call you before I turn this fucking machine off? It's not unexpectedly. I knew what I was doing.
And then you do it again and again. It slowly makes your computer as slow as this piece of shit that I'm recording on today.
Have you got your new one yet?
Well, that's the thing, Rob. It arrived today. The chances of me setting that up in the next week are a million to one. There it is in the hallway.
Pristine.
Absolutely no chance of that box being opened. Absolutely pristine.
A Rolls Royce of computers. Can you do everything you needed to. Ironically, you would make everything you'd done in the day quicker, but that hour of setting it up cannot be found.
No.
Imagine that. Rose, you're out with the girls. And the, sorry, you're out with the kids. I'm just going to go upstairs and set up my new computer. See you later, babes.
I'm just going to download all the things I need to the cloud and get rid of a few apps so I don't put too much on there. And then I'll be down for dinner.
Josh, this is. I will do this one, then small business shout outs. I've got a great one here. This is going to make reading with your kids much more fun. So I was talking about the Biff, Chip and Kipper books.
Yep.
This is from Jodie in Jersey. Just listen to your latest podcast. As always, I was laughing like a madwoman whilst walking the dog. Rob mentioned the awful Biff, Chip and Kipper books. Cool. Brutal from Jodie in Jersey. Biff, Chip and Kipper books. And I remember having to read them with my kids when they were younger. To make this tedious task a bit more bearable, I used to look for the peeping Tom in each book. I'm not sure if it was intentional, but there was always a creepy-looking guy popping his head over a wall at the children, and in one case, through a little peephole in the fence. It used to freak me out. And I've just looked at this. She's told me to do it. If you Google Biff, Chip and Kipper hidden messages, there are some hilarious examples, like a priest with a pervy grin in the changing rooms, building blocks that spell out hepatitis, and a woman selling E's on a market stall, Hitler walking his dog.
What?
On my life. So I've Googled it. I found it. I've seen it here. Hepatitis spelled out in a school ground, this one. But there's that pervy priest looking in a thing. A woman is literally selling E's. At a market.
That's like incredible.
That sort of hippie looking lady.
We'll put them on our Instagram, won't we, Rob?
David Cameron's in one of them.
Is he?
It's like a knockoff version of The Simpsons.
Probably listens to this podcast with the audience we've got.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen David Cameron this week, Rob? Have you seen that photo of David Cameron?
Yeah, he looks like a pig farmer. And they've got a Margaret Thatcher in it as well.
They've got a Margaret Thatcher in it. Bloody hell. Yeah,
Jeremy Beadle's in one.
Oh, wow, here we go.
Yeah, anyway, it's brilliant. So if you put it into there, there's loads of funny stuff on there, but we can share some. The toothpaste spells out anal.
What?
They're mad bastards. Anyway, that'll kill 20 minutes when you're waiting for the school kids to come out at the gates. Yeah. Right, small business shout-outs. Yeah?
I've got one, Rob. I've got one.
SBS.
Yes, I've got it here because they got in touch with Rose, which I always say is a good way of getting in.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get to me, go through Lou. I don't reply to anything. I'm terrible.
No, exactly. Hi, lads. We're big fans of the podcast. We've been listening since the beginning. Hearing about the hell you both regularly go through really does make us very happy indeed. Is there any chance of a small business shout out? We started the handprint carving company after the birth of our first child, Gabriel. We wanted something special to remind us of what he was like when he was brand new. The Handprint Carving Company takes clay impression of your child's hands and feet and carves them in solid oak. This means that their hands come out of the oak so you can actually feel the contours and the details. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's quite nice, actually. I was suspicious. I'll be honest with you, I thought it sounds like a load of shit. But actually, I've seen it. It looks good.
Yeah.
Because that is quite... Sometimes
and he's hard to please. He comes,
I am hard
his
to please.
His initial view is this is going to be a load of shit. And before you know it...
As soon as you started, I went, I'll let him do this stiff neck one. But actually, some of them... I don't like the ones where it comes out the car, but the one that goes in's nice because it looks... I quite like it. I think it's quite nice, actually. And I'm not into... Like, Lou did a professional photo shoot with the girls and I said, you can do it. I'm having no input whatsoever. And the girls look disgusting in it. They're like little gremlins.
You'll only do a professional photo shoot with Romesh. That's the only...
The only one who's doing a professional photo shoot in this house is me, okay? No, it looks really good, actually. It's quite a cute thing to have. And it doesn't look... What I find is anything that's like a nice memento of your kid normally either looks creepy or cringe. This actually looks like quite a nice thing to have in the house.
There we go. www.handprintcarving.com and type the code ParentingHell10 at the checkout. Listeners get 10% discount on all purchases. Ooh, until Mother's Day.
Look at that.
They've got in ahead. They've assumed we're reading this out. Do you know what? Admire their hustle. Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work. Much love, Holly and Pete.
Well, they're certainly carving out a niche for themselves. Good luck to them. Is that a nice bit of business? That's very Richard Madeley, that, wasn't it?
Really, really nice.
Also, did a hair flick. My hair's not long enough for a hair flick, but I did a Richard Madeley, quite pleased with himself, hair flick, head nod. That's what he does.
This is an interesting extra detail.
Go on.
You might be interested to know that before she worked in the local hospital as an assistant physio, Holly, from the Handprint Carving Company, played Tombly Boo... Ooh, in the original TV series In the Night Garden.
Ooh.
Ooh is the brown and pink one. There we go.
Here we go. This is a good small business shout. Hello, Rob and Josh. Thanks for the podcast. We have been listening since the beginning and it really helped us cope having a newborn just before the first lockdown. We wanted to ask if you could give a small business shout out to mine and my husband's new website, www.meetupmums.com. It's been created to help mums find each other in their local areas.
Lovely.
Don't get this confused with hot MILFs in your local area. This is very much a friend. Some dirty old pervert men listening going, oh, meet up mums. It's been created to help mums find each other in their local areas so they can get out and have a coffee, a natter to form friendships and get support. This was born, pun intended, as a result of me feeling lonely and isolated with a newborn baby during lockdown and have not had the chance to meet up with other mums naturally during playgroups, etc. We realised there was a need to help mums connect. Keep up the great work. You keep us going during the dark times. Many thanks, Katie. Hopefully dads can sign up to that as well. I don't know what the vibe is, but whatever, parents are home. But meet up mums anyway. Maybe there's another website for dads and stuff. But meetupmums.com. Yeah, that'd be nice, actually, because I think that you find that when you're on your own a bit with the kids, it's nice to have other ones with the same age.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good.
Because when your kid's at that age, you don't even have to actually like the other person. But if they've both got the ump in the same way, you can connect that way.
Exactly.
And then once your kid's a bit older, you never speak again, but it helps each other out for a couple of months.
Great work. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Yes. Next Tuesday, and then February, we'll be back with the interviews. But back with another chat episode on Tuesday.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.